Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
That's right, Friday. 7:20, Mitch Holthus time. It's brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association, Incorporated. Also brought to you by Silver Sign Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silver Sign Eye Centers. Well, Mitch, we might get to see some guys that we haven't seen all year. The playoffs out of the picture. So have you thought about maybe letting me come into the booth and do a half with you to see if the young guys can prevail?
Let me think a second. Let me take it under advisement. No.
That's okay. Longer than I give myself credit for, so I appreciate that thoughtful process.
I thought about it. All right. So, Mac Morey, Mac Mid-Major Morey.
Yes, sir. We're here.
He gets 5 seconds. I give a hey, Dusty, mute Bob, okay?
Is that you saying
no,
that
Bob's
or Jackson?
The one now that goes,
oh, that
Bob,
was
Bob,
good.
Bob, no. 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 Okay, now, so Bob's the one that would come in today and go, Dusty, you're getting a bike for Christmas. You're getting an electric bike. You're like, what? Yeah, I saw Dad buy it for you. Like, that's Bob.
I've been telling Kansas that for 2 years, Mitch, that they were getting a bike, and now they're getting two of them. So, yes, I understand your reference.
All right, Mitch, I got my clock set. I've got my clock set for 5 seconds. I've got Bob's mic mute and Max ready.
Mac, you ready? Here you go. Here is your. You get. I'll give you a cue, a clue, and you get 5 seconds.
Okay, a clue. Great. Give me.
Fran Fraschilla. Fran Fraschilla.
Don't know. Mercer.
Manhattan.
Mercer. We already did Mercer.
Manhattan.
The Manhattan Jasper.
Here, right.
I can't go there, boys.
I got you.
I'm not going there today.
I got you.
Can you say Merry Chris Mitch, though? Are you going with that? Because I've coined that today.
Well, or no. Oh. All I know is the movie What About Bob, about the psychiatrist and Bill Murray, is based on the life of Bob Fesco.
I wish. God, I wish.
Baby steps, Mitch. Baby steps. Hey,
baby.
There we go.
Strapped to the tree with dynamite in the park. That's
Dusty, you're getting a bike for Christmas. I saw Dad buy it for you.
Hey, okay, so, Mitch, I am interested from your take on
this game against Tennessee on Sunday, because there is going to be what I've considered an opportunistic game for guys that want to be here next year. I look at guys like July. I mean, obviously July will be here, but like guys that can show what they can bring to the table, like a Bashard Smith, the Bassa, or, you know, more of Gelati. You know, what goes through your mind in a game like this against the Titans?
Well, you're right on with that one. And I'm going to also direct you to our Defending the Kingdom podcast. If people are driving around or thinking, why would I even be interested in the Tennessee game? Matt and I get into, I know you're going to have Matt on later this morning, Matt and I get into more detail on this, but let me give you six guys. I'll just give you a snippet because that's where Matt and I went. And on defense, it's Ashton Gelati. It's Noel Williams. I think Noel Williams has a chance to be a linchpin along with Gelati in the defense in 26. But you have to see it now because you're going to see it against Cam Ward. You're going to see it against the Broncos. You're going to see it against Brock Bowers. So this is like real life stuff. So those two, and then Matt threw in, and I'd agree with it, it's Kevin Knowles.
Ooh.
People don't know about him, but Kevin Knowles has been a demon on special teams, and now he's going to sprinkle in and play a little dime and nickel because of the injuries. And so this is a real world look at him. On the offensive side, what do we have with Breshard Smith? Mm-hmm. Is he going to be a younger version of Jerick McKinnon? Or what do we have there with more responsibility? Because he's got speed and talent. But his longest run has been 8 yards, and his longest pass, I think, is 17. Jalen Royals. What do we have with Jalen Royals? We saw it a little bit in camp, saw a little bit in OTAs. But he's only had one 30-yard kick return. That's it. And then Esipola, to me, is at the top of all six of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
This Esipola, to me, is the valedictorian of this discussion because – he could be an answer to the tackle issues going into 2026. He's already played against two high-level opponents, and he's going to get more here. So, and including going against the Broncos, which is going to be nasty on Christmas night. So, yeah, it's real, and it needs to be paid attention to if anybody has hope for 26.
You know, you look at Breshard Smith and Royals in particular from an offensive standpoint. Why haven't we seen them more this year? It's not like anybody was really doing enough to get in their way to take away reps from those guys.
I think in Royals' case it was, because Royals' duty, the way I see it, will be like a younger version of Juju Smith-Schuster, the door hinge guy.
Okay.
Who is going to be intermediate guy. He can also go long if you want him to, but he's going to set the pick and get the guy open. He'll make the pivot route on 3rd and 6 to get you 9. I think Royals has a chance of being that guy, but that's Juju. And you're still trying to win games and get to the playoffs, and you're not experimenting. And Juju, you know what you're getting with Juju. And Juju's been really good this year, but mainly when he doesn't have the ball, that's where you got to watch video on him. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the case. Breshard Smith, I think it's been more of what's his role as it pertains to Pacheco and to Kareem Hunt. That's why I'm saying the next 3 weeks, you get a little more of a look at him in a bigger role to see what do we have going into the 26 offseason.
Yeah, and I think that's huge for the next three games to see some of these guys and see what they can do. And I've been wanting to see Breshard Smith for a while now, and I think he can be a dynamic player. So let me ask you this. How then can a young guy like a Breshard Smith or a Jalen Royals get onto the field? Like, what do they have to show the coaches or Andy or whoever that may be to show and earn that trust that they can be on the field from Jump Street, basically?
Sometimes it's a little unfair because you only get one at-bat to show I can drive you guys in.
Yeah.
And it's a pinch hit on August the 20th, right? Mm-hmm. And, man, he ripped the double, but he did it again. He looks good doing it. It's just a given a chance. And I think that's why we're saying these three games, there will be a chance that has not been there in the first 14. So that's why, yeah, I mean, it's important. It's also why this is going to get into a bigger discussion. Players opt out of bowls. Mm-hmm. Now we have teams opting out of bowls. And I can hear all the reasons of it, portal and NIL. The bowl, I've seen programs really up close and close to us that built their program based on the bowls. And why is the very discussion we're having right now? You don't opt out in the NFL. You get a chance, you seize it. The bowl season for many schools including KU and K-State and Mizzou, have been ways that you really set up your next year. And to just forfeit that and let it go to oblivion, you're now going in and minus, not zero going into the next year, you're going in at minus. And so here we are with young players, with us, who have lived in the opt-out world. Because the opt-out world's now been there for 3 years. But in the NFL, you don't opt out. And so I hope at some point college gets it figured out and there's some kind of renaissance, because we have major programs around us that are forfeiting evaluation time in a real world sense.
Yeah.
That really helps you for next year. The bowl, I can get a bowl ring or whatever. It's really the next season. And I've seen K-State, they set up their next year of what they've done by maximizing the bowls. And now that you just pass on it, I'll take 40 guys. I'll go to the Fight Owl House and buy 40 guys. But I might have another, I might have another 20 that are on the team that get a shot that you're going, you know what, this guy and this guy is more than we thought that we can use in 26.
Yeah,
I don't care if you're K-State, KU, Mizzou, or Missouri State, or anybody else.
Yeah, and I think that perfectly segues into the next question as we're talking to Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs here on 96.5 The Fan. Gardner Minshew, he's going to get three cracks at this thing, and, you know, he's going to try to, in my opinion, like, why not try to show that you can stick around? Because I don't know what time does, but say Mahomes isn't ready to go for the first 3 to 4 weeks of the season next year. Gardner's got something he can show Andy and company as well, Mitch.
Well, don't you, even if Pat's ready to go, and I'm not going to bet against him.
True.
Don't you have to have a guy really close in the on-deck circle because you're having a guy coming off rehab?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I mean, this is the vice president. But the president has been ill. Oh, he's ready to go. But the vice president has to be more ready than he's been in the past, or she.
Yep.
So that's what we got here. Now, I'll ask you guys this. In the 13 years of Andy Reid, who's a better backup quarterback the Chiefs have had than Gardner Minshew?
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, trick answer. Way to go.
Yeah.
I would give Chad Henne some. I would give Henne some credit.
Henne, yeah, that was a good one. Matt Moore.
Well, Matt Moore, because he won those games. You got to win games.
Yep.
Nick Foles was here. People forget about Nick Foles.
Right.
And Henne won a playoff game. He didn't start a playoff game, but he came in and won a playoff game. All right. Worthy discussion. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I think Gardner Minshew is in a discussion of being the best of all those guys.
Wow. Okay.
Now, he's started 46 games. He's won 17 of those. He has started and won 9 games since the beginning of 2023. He went 7-6 as the Colts quarterback. He almost got him into the playoffs. He went 4-2 against the Titans. He passed for 312 against the Titans. He has 9 300-yard passing games. I've asked all week long, how much of the playbook do you have to forfeit because you're the 1,000 plays the Chiefs have? How much do you have to go, well, we better set these 554 aside because it's Minshew? And I'm telling you guys, with a lot of quarterbacks, that's what you have to do. But not with this guy, not with Minshew. He's capable of winning all three of these games. And I'm not lying or waving a pom-pom.
So let me ask you this then. I know everybody is expecting Patrick to be back for opening day, and nobody's going to doubt Patrick Mahomes, right? But that can't be your plan of action going into the offseason. Well, we think, you know, you got to be definitive, obviously, going into the offseason. That being said, is Gardner Minshew the guy that comes back next year? Because it seems like every year we have that revolving door for the most part at backup quarterback. Does Gardner Minshew get that next opportunity? And would you be okay and comfortable with him being the starter if he had to for the first couple of games next year?
I am right now on December, though, whatever this is, 19th.
Yeah.
But let's talk again on January the 7th or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
Because these three games are big. Because now he's going to have Andy Reid working with him and the staff, and most of the players that surround him will be there in OTAs and camp. You also can't blow that off because Pat's not going to be there for OTAs and camp with all of his rehab. So I think he can. I have every bit of confidence he can. Now, what Brett Veach has to think about is all of this discussion and what are we going to pay the guy? Because I've really got in my mind what a backup quarterback can be paid, because there's so many big decisions that have to be made related to the cap. That's one. And two, can Gardner Minshew win one game? Can he win two games? Can he win a playoff game? Because he's not won a playoff game. all these are decisions, and Chad Henne did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. All right. It's a decision box that Brett Veach has to have, but now he's got to throw the dollars into this. What am I willing to pay a Gardner Minshew to be in that role? And so these three games are gigantic for Minshew to have a fighting chance. Now, I mean, he's going to have Esipola and Chu Godrick as the tackles.
Right.
But he's going to have – I think we're going to have Trey Smith back. That'll help him. But we're going to know on January 7th. I'll be on that Friday after the season with you guys.
Right.
And bring that up. Put it in your phone to ask me because it'll be a more pertinent discussion then when we see these three games.
Okay, let me ask you this. The next three games, how much of this, in your opinion, needs to be Travis Kelce-centric as well?
About 61.92%.
Okay.
That's how I like my beer, Mitch.
We can argue. I love George Brett. We can argue. And Lenny Dawson and all those guys. Or if it's Mount Rushmore, Kelce is on there with them. Think about this guy. A first ballot Hall of Famer that won three Super Bowls. He will have already, he's got like 13 NFL records all time. When you look at the playoff statistics, only he and Jerry Rice are 1-2, 1-2, 1-2 in some pass catching statistics. It's phenomenal when you look at the numbers with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is like George Brett being 1-2, 1-2, 1-2 in postseason with, Ted Williams. All right, but that's what we've got here. He's every bit as good as those guys, and you can argue maybe even a notch ahead because he won three Super Bowl championships and the fact that he has dominated his sport for 12 seasons and the fact that he's played over 12,000 snaps. Kelce is almost in a place by himself in the lore of the sports history of our whole community.
Yeah, it is crazy, man, when you think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Mitch, I want to ask you, maybe it's like just a personal question, because we talked to Danon about it. He says he takes the binoculars, kind of looked at Travis Kelce the other night when he was soaking it all in on the national anthem. Have you done that yet with Travis? And the other part of that question is, where does Travis rank for you as a broadcaster of this team for so many years, seeing so many players come through?
Well, one, I've used every – I get an opportunity to see Kelce just walking in the hallway. And I don't want to take any second for granted. And I've told him that. He knows it. I don't want to take any second for granted that I just get to be around the guy, even if it's a fist pump or to say – or to joke about, hey, you're at 12,000 snaps. He's like, dude, you're making me feel old. Like – or he'll joke or laugh or he'll just give me a wink. Now, it started last year, guys. It started last year. I wasn't as melancholy as he was. And a couple times he gave me these big bear hugs, and I'm thinking he's done. This is it for him. And I think the Super Bowl made him come back. I'm not saying he's done. I'm not gonna, because I thought he was done last year. But to answer your question specifically, I'm trying to soak in every second with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've already got granddaughters, but maybe I'll have great-granddaughters or grandsons, and I'll tell them, yeah, I was around this guy for 13 seasons, and he's one of the more remarkable athletes to walk the planet ever, to do what he did, how he did it, all that he was asked to do, and he did it at a superb, highest level of anybody. So what was your other question? Oh, where does he rank in my 32 years of guys? I kind of already gave you that answer. And I don't do it to demean anybody else that plays, because when you get asked that question, people look at it like, well, you like him better than T-Guns. I love T-Guns. I just wish he could have been on these teams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kelce is right there. And I get emotional talking about it.
Yep.
He's right there. The fact that I got the chance to have the blessing to call every one of his games, and he didn't play for anybody else. He didn't go play for the Falcons. We didn't trade him because the people around wanted to trade him. We didn't trade him. If he retires this year, he will have played every second of his NFL life with the team that I get to call the games for. I'm not going to take that for granted ever. And it's one of those, it's like a song. You don't know what you got till it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be gone someday, but – He's right up there.
You know,
I think the dude's, he's awesome, man. The guy's awesome.
Yeah, you get emotional, and I was getting emotional as you were talking as well. And I think that's the proper feeling for this because, you know, when the schedule came out and we all looked at it, I said, okay, one of our games this year on our tickets, we're going to the final game of the season. We're going Christmas night. We'll take the kids on Christmas night because I believe it probably will be Travis Kelce's last home game, you know, here in Kansas City as a member of the Chiefs. And this was well before the season. This was right when the schedule came out. I said, well, obviously there'll be playoff games, but I want to make sure we're there for that final, you know, regular season game. I took the kids to the final game for Haas and Moose and all of them. And you know,
yep.
And I'm getting emotional now because it goes back to the family bonding thing that like this winning has created these bonds and these love affairs for people in this town that you can't explain to anybody else. Like some of my best friends are because of the Chiefs, man. Like it's really crazy to think about this run of success and this string of 10 years and what it's meant for everybody in this town. And I was not going to have my kids miss that Christmas night game to say goodbye to Travis Kelce. Potentially. I think Christmas night is going to be one of the most emotional places we've ever been when it comes to sports.
And think of, to me, a Royals comp would be Salvi.
Yeah.
This is Salvi winning three World Series titles. That's what this is. Or Salvi being listed 1-2 with, I don't know, Yogi Berra in Major League Baseball history for catchers in the postseason or for any players in the postseason. That's what this is. Kelce is at that level. Now, and think about Salvi, because Moose, Haas, all those guys. Salvi caught. He flipping caught. And that is such a hard job.
Yep.
And tight in this system and playing in the NFL, you have to do everything. You're a lineman and you're a wide receiver. You get hit when you don't get hit. And so the fact that that Kelce did such hard work and did it at such a high level, I need to use present tense verb, that he's set apart from even any of those comps. Salvi'd be the closest, but he won three world titles mm-hmm. here, and he never played for anybody else. I mean, he's the Tony Gwynn that won three titles for the Padres, and T. Gwynn didn't win any. Like, so these comps, you look at them and you go, whoa, okay, maybe he's on the shelf over there by himself in your library of your man cave, sitting there with his own shrine. That's what we probably have to put Travis. And yeah, I'll feel all that on Christmas night, and so will you guys. And I love it that you did that with your kids to say, soak this in, because you'll appreciate it someday. Now, I've got another one that I'm going to be emotional about that you don't know about. When are we on next?
After the holiday, we got two Fridays we're off. So we're on the right. After the season.
Next two Fridays we're off.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So what?
I can't do this yet. Well, I can't do it yet, but we're going to just put that on there too. I've given you, let's do Minshew, bookmark it. What do you think? Ask me those questions. And then give me another one where I'm feeling the same thing about, but I can't do it now. So just put it down. It's not the same. You know, it's because Kelce is on the shelf in the man cave by himself. But this is something we need to discuss in that next discussion with you guys. So just put it in your book. Mac will remember it.
No, he won't.
I've already written it down.
I already wrote it down. Yeah.
I've already written it down.
All right. Just because I'm going to go there. I don't want to give it time. And it's going to be time well spent. But just put it down. There's a tease for 2 weeks that everybody, we forget what we do tomorrow.
Yeah.
Anyway, just.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Put it down, a tease for 2 weeks, and we'll chat about it.
All right, Mitch, from our families to yours, I wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holiday, and enjoy the rest of the season. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks about what are we supposed to ask you?
Oh, yeah, they wrote it down. Yeah, all right, they wrote it down.
Merry Christmas, Mitch.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you guys. And Dusty, you're getting a bike. I said, Dad, get me a bike. You're getting a bike. What's in the big pack? I don't know. You're getting a bike. Thank you, Bob.
Anytime, Mitch.
All right, Mr. Holtis, have a good one, Mitch.
See you, boys.
Later. That's Mitch Holtis there, brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association Incorporated. Also brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Coming up next, Mac Morey, mid-major Mac. He gives us one word. 96.5 The Fan, your home for KSC Sports.
It's Bob!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.